Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and welcome to the board meeting. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will have an opportunity for comments. If you have a comment, press 1 and then 0. If you need assistance on today's call, press star and then 0. And as a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Barbara Curry. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. It's 11 o'clock. Welcome to the May 6, 2021 regular open meeting of the Illinois Pollution Control Board. Following his disaster proclamations in response to COVID-19, Governor Pritzker has issued executive orders encouraging public bodies like the board to postpone consideration of public business when possible. We've done so several times during these past months. I find under Section 7E2 of the Open Meetings Act that an in-person meeting is neither practical nor prudent. Consistent with the governor's April 30th, 2021 disaster proclamation, as well as Public Act 101-0640, which became effective June 12th of last year, the board conducts this regular open meeting by teleconference, which means that members of the public can listen to the meeting and, if they wish, speak during the public remarks portion of the meeting. Before we proceed, it was already mentioned, Lisa mentioned that we are being recorded. I just want to make the point that we're being audio recorded to comply with Section 7E9 of the Open Meetings Act and to make sure that any public remarks that are given this morning can be documented and connected to the record of the corresponding board proceeding. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polywos?
Here.
Member Santos?
I'm here.
Member Van Wee?
Here.
Chair Curry?
Here. We have a quorum and we can proceed with the meeting. We have no announcements today listed on the agenda, but I would like to make this note. The board adopted a final order at our last meeting in R-2019, our coal ash rulemaking. We'll be moving forward with a subdocket in that case to explore several issues in greater detail. A hearing officer order describing the procedures for the subdocket will be issued today and will be available on the board's website in the docket for R-2019. Topics that will be covered in the subdocket include historic unconsolidated coal ash spills around the state, the use of temporary storage piles of coal ash, including time and volume limits, fugitive dust monitoring, both for workers and for surrounding communities, and the question, what should be the appropriate use of environmental justice screening tools? And we're going to move on now to public remarks. This is the part of the meeting when members of the public can comment on any of the items that appear on today's agenda. Our operator, Lisa, is going to tell you how you can participate, how you can come on the line, how you can log a request to make a comment. Lisa, take it away.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a comment, please press 1 and then 0 on your telephone keypad. You may withdraw your comment by repeating the 1-0 command. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you do have a comment, press 1 and then 0 at this time. And just be one moment for our first comment. And it looks like we do not have a comment at this time.
Okay, thank you very much, Lisa. We'll then move on to approval of the minutes. The April 15th, 2021 regular board meeting minutes are on the agenda. Member Polywos moves to approve the minutes, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll. All in favor say yes, opposed nay.
Member Polywos?
Yes.
Member Polywos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Yes.
Chair Curry?
Yes. All right, the ayes have it. The minutes are approved. We have no rulemakings, adjusted standards, or administrative citations. We'll move immediately into adjudicatory cases. Our first item is PCB 19-93, a permit appeal, Member Santos.
Thank you.
Prairie Rivers Network filed this 5-count citizen complaint alleging water violations by Dynegy at its retired Vermilion Power Station. Dynegy filed a motion requesting that the board stay its consideration of the complaint. Alternately, it is requested that the board dismiss 2 counts as duplicates and that it dismiss 1 count as frivolous. The draft order denies each of the motions, accepts the citizen's complaint for hearing, sets a deadline to file an answer, and directs the hearing officer to proceed. I move the draft order.
Seconded by seconded by Member Folivos. Is there any discussion from the board? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Folivos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. And now we move right into the order of Van Wee, the next item, PCB 21-49, an NPDES permit appeal. Member Van Wee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On January 21st of 2021, the board extended until April 26th of 2021 the time period for the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago to appeal a December 9th, 2020 determination of the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency. The Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago has failed to timely file an appeal. So this order dismisses this case and closes the docket. I hereby move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion from the board? Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyballs?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. And as long as there's no objection, I understand that Member Van Wee would like to move the next 8 cases together. They are PCB 2190, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97. They are all tax certifications. Hearing no objections, Member Van Wee.
Thank you. In each of these dockets, the Illinois EPA filed a recommendation with the board certifying each petitioner's specified livestock waste handling facilities as pollution control facilities for preferential tax treatment under the property tax code. Based on Illinois EPA's recommendation, the petitioner's applications, and the board's technical review, each of these orders finds and certifies the petitioner's waste handling facilities are pollution control facilities under the property tax code. These orders make no findings regarding the assessed value of those facilities. I hereby move these 8 orders.
Member Van Wee moves the adoption of the 8 orders, seconded by Member Santos. Any discussion from the board? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyballs?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The orders, all 8 of them, are approved. Next item is PCB 21-98, a permit appeal. Member Van Wee.
Thank you. On April 13th of 2021, the parties timely filed a joint notice to extend the 35-day period within which Tiger Drylac USA Incorporated may appeal a March 9th, 2021 determination of the Illinois EPA. This order extends the appeal period to Thursday, July 15th, 2021, as the parties requested. I hereby move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyballs?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order, the ayes have it. The order is approved. And the next item, also in Member Van Wee's corner, is PCB 21-99, a tax certification. Member Van Wee.
Thank you. On April 16th of 2021, the Illinois EPA filed a recommendation that the board certify West Central FS's specified agrochemical containment facilities as pollution control facilities for preferential tax treatment under the property tax code. Based on Illinois EPA's recommendation, the petitioner's application, and the board's technical review, the order finds and certifies the petitioner's waste handling facilities are pollution control facilities under the property tax code. This order makes no finding regarding the assessed value of those facilities. I hereby move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. For voting yes, none voting no, the order is approved. Next, we have PCB 21-100, an underground storage tank appeal. Member Van Wee.
Thank you. On April 20th of 2021, the parties timely filed a joint notice to extend the 35-day period within which Graham Enterprises Incorporated may appeal a March 16th, 2021 determination of the Illinois EPA modifying Graham's corrective action plan budget. This order extends the appeal period to Thursday, July 22nd of 2021, as the parties have requested. I hereby move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Any discussion from the board? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Looks like four voting yes again, none voting no. The order is approved. As long as there's no objection, I understand that Member Van Wee would like to move the following five tax certifications together. They are PCB 21-101, 102, 103, 104, and 105. Is there any objection?
Madam Chair, I'd also like to move 106 as well. So it's six.
Okay,
letters.
And add that to the list, 106. Again, no objections. Member Van Wee, proceed.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As with the earlier group, in each of these dockets, the Illinois EPA filed a recommendation that the board certify each petitioner's specified livestock waste handling facilities as pollution control facilities for preferential tax treatment under the property tax code. Based on Illinois EPA's recommendation, petitioner's applications, and the board's technical review, each of these orders finds and certifies the petitioner's waste handling facilities are pollution control facilities under the property tax code. These orders make no finding regarding the assessed value of those facilities. I hereby move these six orders.
I thought PCB 21-106 is a complaint and proposed settlement rather than a tax certification.
Oh, you're
correct.
You
okay,
are correct.
Why don't you read the motion, Member Van Wee, and just say that you're moving on the initial five.
Sure. I'll go ahead and I'll list the numbers that I'm moving on. I hereby move the orders for PCB 21-101, 102, 103, 104, and 105.
Seconded by Member Santos. Any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The orders, all five of them, are approved. Our last item is PCB 21-106, a complaint and proposed settlement. Member Van Wee.
I apologize. Can we move this to the next board meeting for hearing? I apologize. I don't have the information up in front of me right now.
Okay. All right. Then we'll just pitch that over. Don, make a note. You're going to put it on the next board meeting. Okay. As far as I can tell, we have no other items. So I think that we are ready to adjourn. Member Polyvos moves we adjourn, seconded by Member Santos. Any discussion? Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Rivera Lee.
Aye.
Chair Curry.
Aye. Well, thank you to the staff, to board members, to all the people who are listening into this meeting, and to the operators who are keeping us on our toes. We have 4 voting to adjourn, none voting no, and the motion is approved. And this meeting, with our thanks to all, is adjourned.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using AT&T Executive Teleconference. You may now disconnect.